Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it's good.
Radio.
Oh, hold on. We'll try again. Okay, now let's say good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I hope that everything's okay. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I am so excited about being here tonight, and hopefully you are as well. And we have a wonderful guest that will be with us shortly. There's just a few things that we do before all that. But Pam Case is with us tonight, and she's an animal communicator, and we're going to find out all about that and what that entails. And I'm intrigued. I don't think we've ever had, in the memory of my show, I don't think we've ever had an animal communicator. So I'm really intrigued by it, and we're going to learn all about it here in just a few minutes. But before we do that, there's a few things that we do first. One of those things is I pull a card for the show. And it's from my Gaia deck, and it's the Enchanted Forest card. And on the bottom of the card, it talks about mystery, magic, and excitement. And as we go into December, do you know that we're in December? And I can't believe it, but we are. And so, but it's going to be a month of mystery, magic, and excitement. I think it's a perfect card to pull for the very first show of December. And because I think it sets the mood for what for you to expect. You know, expect magical things to happen. You know, that sense of excitement. You know, remember when you were a kid and, you know, you couldn't wait till Christmas? You know, there are some of you probably that didn't celebrate Christmas, but some of you did. But I can remember as a kid, I was so excited this month, you know, just waiting. I couldn't wait. And you know, but there is something in this month that should make us all excited, and it's December 21st. And that's going to be an exciting time of magic and mystery for us. So we can't hardly wait for that. Let's go ahead and open with prayer, and then we're going to put on a song, and then we'll get Pam on with me, all right? So let's go ahead and pray. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. It's been an awesome day. I don't have words to describe today, but Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for it. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for the freedom that I'm feeling tonight and the love that I'm feeling. And Father, Mother, God, just let that trickle down right now to everybody that's listening to me and let them feel that. Let them feel that mystery. Let them feel that magic. Let them feel that excitement as we move forward into our awakening. And Father, Mother, God, right now, I just ask you to come into this now moment. This show belongs to you. I'm just a vessel. Pam's just a vessel. But this show is yours. And at this moment in time, we create a sacred space for you in our lives, in this program. And Father, Mother, God, right now, I just pray that you would just meet the needs of the listeners. And Father, Mother, God, just be with them. And I want to pray especially for Sharon tonight. She's having some problems with her mother. She's not getting some sleep, and she's just drained. And Father, Mother, God, right now, just charge her up. Just put that energy back in her. Being a caregiver is hard. And there's probably a lot of caregivers that might even be listening to the show. Just strengthen them, because that is hard. And Father, Mother, God, just comfort them and help them with that tonight. And Father, Mother, God, right now, I totally step out of the way and become that vessel that you want to use on this program tonight. And Father, Mother, God, right now, I want to thank you for Pam. I want to thank you for the gifts inside of her. I want to thank you for what she is going to share tonight with us. And Father, Mother, God, just bless her. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for all the guests we have. But tonight, I want to thank you for Pam and making her the person that she is. And I want to thank you for her. And we welcome her here in a few minutes to our program. But Father, Mother, God, right now, I say namaste. Surround us with that white light of the Holy Spirit. I say namaste. And I say amen. And let's go ahead and put on a song, and we'll be right back after this. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. You can check out our website at www.spiritualtalkradio.net. That's www.spiritualtalkradio.net. We will be right back with Pam right after this song. Hopefully you like that song. And, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, remembering who we are. And we are a spiritual being having a human experience. And, you know, more than any time in our lives, we are awakening. That's what this whole process has been about, awakening. And so hopefully you are going through that process. All right. Let's go ahead and let's say hi to Pam. Pam, you are going to be on the air. Hi, Pam.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm great, but you're not supposed to make your guest cry.
Oh, no. I made you cry?
You're the I can tell you come from your heart, Mike.
Oh. Well, thank you very much. And hey, I'm sorry that I made you cry, though. Hey,
it's okay. I'm sappy.
Hey, it's funny. A lot of times when I do readings for people, I make my clients. It seems like every time I'm around people, I make them cry. I don't know why that is. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
You know, I think it's because you're so authentic.
Well, thank you. I try
you're
to
just
be.
Like it's like you just come. You just, I've never met you, I've never talked to you, I've only read your emails, but just listening to you, I thought, oh my God, he's so authentic, so that's awesome.
Well, thank you. Now, you're not very far from me, actually, you're over in Tulsa, I'm over in, not very far away, I'm close to Joplin, so I'm not very far away.
Oh, okay.
From yeah, so
oh,
I'm in that.
Right.
So I'm in that general area. So who knows? Maybe one of these days we get to meet face to face. That'd be awesome.
It would be.
But no, I'm very intrigued. I've never had anybody that talked to animals on my show that I can remember, anyhow. And so, how did that all start for you? And just tell us a little bit about yourself as we get started here.
Sure. I became interested in feng shui. You know what that is? The Chinese art of placement?
Right, yes.
Okay. In 1999, it found me. And at that time, I was teaching middle school science. And, yes, and it found me, and I became so interested in it and so passionate about it, and I started learning it. And so as the years went by, I would go to people's homes
right.
to do their feng shui. And I also know how to do space clearing and personal clearing. So I would go into people's homes to do space clearing using a pendulum, you know, like a dowser. I'd also
right.
do that. So
cool.
I would go in, and sometimes the animals would greet me, and it'd be, I thought that I could hear them say, "Thank God you're here. We need some help," or "there's a ghost," or "mama's not happy," or, you know, I would pick up from the animals. I would just kind of sense things.
Right.
And so then, as time went on, people would ask me what their animals were thinking, and I can remember it so clearly, and it's been a few years ago, this dog said to me, "It's not fair the way mom and dad favor her just because she has three legs," and the other dog had three legs. And I told the owner this, and the man burst out crying because he realized that he was doing that.
Right.
And so then a friend of mine, there was a workshop here, a woman named Naomi McDonald. She was teaching a workshop about animal communication, and I thought, well, that sounds fun. And my friend said she was going to go. Do I want to go with her? So I went to the workshop, and she started giving us some exercises, and I realized that I was so tuned in that it was like they were talking right into my ear.
Right.
And so I already had a mailing list, and so what I did is I just sent it out to, you know, I send out newsletters. And so I sent it out, and it was like the first 10 people that send me a photograph of their animal, I'll read it for free, but you have to give me a little feedback just to tell me if I'm way off or I'm way on.
Right.
And so that's how it started.
That's cool.
And it's something that it's like you called me to be on your show. Right. And that is what's happened for me by doing animal communication. And it's the first thing that I've done that it's come to me instead of me saying, I do feng shui and I want to come to your house, or, you know,
right.
I do astrology. So that to me has been the greatest sign from the universe that I need to be doing this.
Yes. Well, definitely. And I watched a YouTube video. I guess you were being interviewed.
Yeah, that was a couple years ago. I wish that wasn't there, but what can you do?
Hey, it's not bad.
Oh, but, okay.
But I watched it and I thought, you know, I was intrigued by you. I mean, you got an awesome energy. I want to tell you that to begin with. You just have this. When I was watching your video, you just shine. There's a lot
of
thanks. Yeah, and so it's just awesome. And now have you always lived in Tulsa, or have you?
No, I have not always lived in Tulsa. I moved here in 1988. Okay. My first husband worked for an oil company, and we lived all over the world.
Oh, man.
From Jakarta, Indonesia, to London, England. I grew up in Texas. I was born in Michigan. I've been many places.
Yeah. Because that's very interesting that you mentioned Texas, because you sort of remind me, by looking at your pictures and stuff, you remind me of my aunt. She lives down in Texas and just has that uh-huh. Texas feel. I don't know, maybe there's a Texas
that
energy.
Feel?
Yeah,
yeah.
Something from there. But
I'm really a Yankee, so I was born in Michigan.
Oh, okay.
But I Texas and Oklahoma are the places I've lived the longest.
Right, yeah. But yeah, so now do you have a business in Tulsa that you do this at a business, or how do you, now if I was, you know, wanting you, you know, your services, how would I start about that if I was in Tulsa anyhow, if I was in the area?
Okay. Well, if you wanted me to come to, you would need to know my website.
Okay.
Pamcase.net.
Okay.
And if you go there, you can learn, you know, more about how I work. And
okay.
It's just been mostly word of mouth. And so
right.
I've done a lot of rescue events. There's an event here every year put on by Oklahoma Alliance for Animals called Wolfstock. And I've done that for, I think, 3 years now. And there's another one. There's a rock and rescue put on by Oklahoma Alliance for Animals. And then there's something called Puggerfest in Oklahoma City that I was contacted and asked to participate in. 300 pugs, many of them in costume. and it's by meeting people at these different events, and by meeting people that I've done remote communication by using a photograph, or
right.
by you know, people just hearing about me, it's been word of mouth mostly.
Right.
I'm just now, we have a magazine in Tulsa called Tulsa Pets, and Tulsa Pets magazine, and I'm going to put an advertisement in that, but that's the first thing I've ever done, have to advertise to get business.
Right. Yeah.
So it's just, you know, if you're supposed to be doing something, I think it happens.
Spirit spirit opens the doors. I mean, I don't advertise. Most of my stuff is word of mouth and, you know, the radio show I do. But, you know, because I believe that spirit will bring the people to us. Now, the question I have, you mentioned these pugs in costumes. And
mm-hmm.
and so do pets like to be in costumes? I mean,
That's a great question. Some love it.
Yeah.
Some hate it.
Okay.
Some are terribly embarrassed.
Right.
Some flaunt it. It's like, oh, look at me.
Right.
And one of the first readings I ever had at Puggerfest was a woman who was from San Antonio, and I tapped into her pug. And so I'll ask about the home, or I ask different questions. And I got the strong feeling that this woman's house was decorated in Western decor, and I asked her, and she said, no. I said, you know, Western decor, like spurs, maybe you have spurs hanging on the walls? And she just died laughing, and she said, we're huge San Antonio Spur fans.
Right.
And her dog had a cheerleading outfit. that when they watch the San Antonio Spurs.
Right.
So it's like the information that comes in, you know, I assume that when I heard Spurs, I thought they'd have cowboy hats, maybe some the horse statues or whatever.
Right.
So that she was very proud of her Spurs cheerleading outfit. So she loves it.
Right.
But then I've had others that are like, ooh.
Yeah.
Just, I look stupid.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And that has to be uncomfortable for them because they can't really do anything about it. You know, they.
But I tell their, excuse me, I tell their owner. If they're embarrassed, I'll tell them. I don't filter.
Right.
Sometimes that's probably not too good, but I don't filter what I get.
Right. Well, I think that people, I mean, honestly, I think that people want, you know, real and want the truth out there, even though that sometimes they might not like it right away. But I think that people, I think, would rather us be frank with them and be honest with them. Now,
yes.
Now, do you have pets of your own?
Yes, I do. I have 3 cats, and I have 2 grand dogs.
Cool. So, that's cool. Now the question that I have is, was anybody in your family, you know, gifted? Or, I mean, you know, this is what is intriguing me about this. You know, how did you, I mean, you know, like what I'm saying is, you know, your intuition and stuff like that. Is there anybody like that in your family? And
not that I know of. I have a granddaughter that I think, maybe 2 granddaughters that I think are now, but, you know, the kids that are coming in are so, they're so clear.
Right.
But I have to say this, and I've, you know, my whole life I've known things.
Right.
I've just known things. And when I taught school, I knew things. Not to be explained. It was really hard on my kids as teenagers because I knew what they were up to.
Right.
You know, and it's like, I didn't always trust it, but now I really trust it.
Right.
I trust it 100% most of the time.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure the kids in your classroom probably did not like the intuition so much because you're like, hey, you're about to do this, and you better not do that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Or, Mm-hmm.
So
you're
that's
right.
Yeah, so that was interesting. But now, with the pets, I mean, do you have any amazing stories, anything that you can share with us? Or,
well, I've had so many, and I have to tell you that I do blog, and on my website, my blog is on my website, and most of my blog posts are about animals that I have communicated with, animals in heaven and animals on earth.
Because I've read a few of those myself, and I'm actually over on your website right now looking at, I think, Remy, I think is his name.
Remy?
Yeah, Remy.
Oh,
yeah,
that one was, he was so clear. He was so clear. And see, this is the woman, the little Caton de Toluar, little white fluffy dog.
Yep.
Is that Remy?
Yep, that's
him.
Yeah.
She'd had some changes. She'd gotten split up with a partner, and the dog was being distant with her. But the dog told me that he just loved her so much, and he just loved to cuddle with her. And she was like, he's not doing it. And I think he's mad at me because of all the turmoil. And I asked the dog if there was there anything that he needed. And he said, I need a chair or a bench in front of my window so I can look out. Well, the man that left the home had taken his chair that he looked out. And so he wanted his chair back.
Right.
But she said as soon as she got off the phone with me, and a lot of people say this, that the animals act differently once they know they've been heard.
Right.
Yep.
So she said he was just in her lap, just giving her kisses right next to her. And she said he's been like that since the communication.
Right.
So that's pretty cool.
That is awesome. And now the other question I have for you is, first of all, I just want to recognize something in you that I want to talk about really quick, and it's you being a teacher. because I have a very high respect for teachers. I think that that's an awesome thing. And I think it's a calling all in itself, you know, because you know, especially nowadays, you know, teachers, they don't have the respect that they used to have back in the day when I was a kid. Because, you know, there was a things in place when I was a kid that aren't in place now. But, you know, but I really want to say thank you for doing that. Now, how long were you a teacher?
I was a teacher for 11 years.
Man, that's a long time.
Yeah. I moved back to America, and I got a divorce, and it was like, okay, now what am I going to do? And I had hours, and I went back to school, and I finished, and I didn't start teaching until I was 40. And I was older than 40. And I liked it really well, and the kid, you know, I taught in a great school district. You know, it's like it's Jinx, and every, you know, people from Oklahoma know Jinx Public School. So, I was in a really good school district, but it is hard work. And actually, while I was teaching feng shui and Chinese astrology and space clearing, it all found me, and it was like, oh, this is what I love to do. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. And, you know, it's just grown to this.
Right.
I still do astrology. I don't do feng shui very much anymore.
Right. Now the Chinese astrology, how's that different than just regular astrology?
There are similarities and there's differences, but Chinese astrology is based on five element theory, which is just like the basis of acupuncture and qigong, and so it's five elements: wood, fire, earth, metal, water, yin and yang, and then all those animals that you know, if you go to a Chinese restaurant, it would tell you that this year is the year of the dragon.
Right.
And that's the year that you're born, and then you've got a month, day, and hour. And it's just like in Western astrology, say if you were born in, say if you, your birthday was February the 12th, you'd say that you were an Aquarius.
Right.
But I would say to you, you're so much more than that. And so if you were born in 2012, you say, I'm a dragon, I'd say you're so much more than that. It's just a, don't ask me why I do it. It's like it sucked me in, and there were nights that I would just look at charts and have my head in my hand saying, this is too hard. What am I doing this for?
Right, yeah.
But it's, you know, it just, it's like it tells us, it kind of gives us some insight into our past, but it also helps us see the future more clearly, and it tells us who we really are. You know, it just kind of helps us along the road, because there's so many people out there that are truly lost. It's like, what the heck am I supposed to be doing when I grow up? And so that is, it just gives insight. I love it.
Yeah.
I love all astrology, not just Chinese.
Yeah, yeah. I have a friend that she does regular astrology, and she really helps me, you know, to guide my planets and tells me what's affecting me and all this stuff.
And it
really does help. And and I've always been intrigued by the Chinese astrology as well. You know, I don't really get into it as much as the other, but I think a lot of times we stay away from things that we don't really understand. Just because we don't understand.
Well, you just send me your birth date, and I'll give you a little insight about what I see.
Right, yeah, I'll do that.
How's that?
Yeah, I'll send that to you later.
All right.
Now, we did send you some pictures, and
yes,
I guess
you did.
We'll get to some of those, because most of those are people that, you know, work the phone lines with me and stuff like that.
Sharon, the one we prayed for, one of her? Is she?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Sharon, going through rough time right now, and so we can start with her if you want, or whatever you want to do.
Well, first of all, I have to ask you this. Is Angel your dog that you sent me?
Angel is my dog, yes.
Uh-huh. Did you tell her that I was going to talk to her?
I did tell her that somebody might be tapping around her energy today.
Guess what? The first thing she said to me was, Daddy told me you were going to talk to me.
Oh, well, that's cool. Yeah. Yeah, because I'm always talking to her about this kind of stuff. But yeah, so go ahead.
Uh-huh. Do you want to know what else she said?
Yeah. But yeah, I'm always curious.
I said, what's the most important thing you want to tell me? She said, it's not me who's stealing the food. Is there somebody stealing food around your house?
Well, there's another dog that they fight over the food, so that might be, yeah.
I get somebody's kind of taking food, and you're thinking that it's her?
Oh, okay. I'll have to, yeah.
All right?
Okay.
And do you have roommates?
Actually, right now I'm with my parents, so I would say yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, I ask about home, and Angel's a girl, right?
Yes, Angel's a girl, yes.
Okay, so she says, we have roommates. She says, Dad wants to be more tidy, but it's not easy for him.
Yes, that is true. And
she said that her favorite food was bacon bits.
Okay. Yeah.
Have you given her bacon bits?
Yeah, she gets them every once in a while, yes.
Well, that's her favorite. She says bacon bits for a treat. And she said, I said, "What is there anything she wants me to tell you?" And Angel says, keep moving in the direction you are heading. I'm proud of you, and there's no turning back.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay.
Okay.
I'm glad she's proud of me. That's nice.
Uh-huh. And she said that she can play catch, and sometimes I get a snapshot. Does she play Frisbee?
Definitely. She loves Frisbee, yes.
Yeah, I can see her running, and she says, and I saw the Frisbee, and then I got that she can catch.
Yes.
I think she said it. Sometimes it's like they're talking into my ear. I could see bacon bits.
Yep.
That's why I wrote that down. So sometimes I get a snapshot picture, and sometimes it's like someone's talking to me,
right.
Like they're right there.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
She loves Frisbee. It's funny. When she was a puppy, you know, people are always amazed, you know, that she catches Frisbee so well. And they said, "How long did it take you to train her?" I said, "About as long as it took me to throw." No.
You didn't have to train her. It was like it was there.
Yeah, it was there. She's awesome. But yeah. But that's cool. I appreciate that so much.
You're welcome.
Nice. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Because I had to, the one thing with Angel is because of what I do as a medium and stuff, I had to adjust her energy to mine and to our house because, you know, she started seeing spirits and, you know, she didn't really understand all this stuff. And
no, she does.
Oh, she does? Well, cool.
Oh,
awesome.
Yes. Don't think they don't understand.
Okay.
They understand everything.
Okay, good. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that was just me not understanding her, maybe. But
well,
yeah.
And that's the thing, is that they see spirits. You know, some people see dead people, but most animals just see them, and so do babies.
Right.
And it's conditioned out of us. And animals, you'll just see them looking in a corner, looking up at the sky, looking behind you, and
right.
That's just your animal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I think the funniest thing with Angel, one time I would, you know, where I lived, I could throw a ball down the hallway, and one time she was coming through the kitchen bringing the ball back, and she stopped, and she got up on her legs and tried to hand the ball to a person that was standing there, and so it was very interesting. But
mm-hmm.
I appreciate you reading her. That's awesome. Thank
mm-hmm.
you so much.
You're welcome. Yes, I tuned into these pictures today.
Oh, cool.
That you sent me.
Thank you.
So
you can go ahead and.
Okay.
Read.
So do you want me? How about Buddy?
Okay. All right.
That's your parents' dog, right?
Yes, Buddy's their dog. Yes.
So. Buddy tells me that he says, I'm spoiled rotten, but I'm still such a great dog. I share and I play fair.
Right. Yeah. He does.
And I ask, yes.
Yeah.
I ask about his food, and he says, my mommy cooks for me special. See, I told you I'm spoiled.
Right.
So I don't know if your mom fixes her food.
Well, she...
Buddy's food.
They hand her food, so I guess that's what Buddy's saying. So, yeah.
Okay. And he says his favorite thing to do is to go on walks because everyone admires him. He says, well, I am darling, don't you think?
Yeah, he's a character for sure.
Uh-huh. And I asked him about Angel, and he said, we were together before, but I was the larger one. I still act like that. I love her, truly, madly, deeply.
Yeah.
So, does Buddy love Angel?
Oh, yeah. And I call it big dog syndrome because Buddy's always chasing Angel and actually tries to bite her. And so, I mean, they're
right.
Just playing.
And,
yeah.
And I think they were together in a past life because he tells me that he was the larger one and he still acts like that.
Yeah,
so,
he does. Yeah.
And I asked Buddy why he came to your parents, and he told me, I gave them a sense of purpose. They were a little bit sad when I came along. That changed quickly.
Yes, that is definitely true. Yes.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
because I know the situation, and that is definitely true. Yes.
Okay. Good.
So, yeah, because he came at the right time. But, yeah.
Uh-huh,
you know,
they need it. He's like their rescuer. He did something to make them.
Yeah.
He gave them purpose.
Yeah, without Buddy, there would have been some issues. But so, yeah, he came at the right time. So,
okay, good.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're right on so far. So that's
okay.
Okay, yeah.
So far,
but
so good.
I always call Buddy, like, I always tell him, I go, Buddy, you couldn't get away with that with any other big dog because what he does with Angel, and it's just funny. But they get along
uh-huh.
well. But, yeah.
Yes. Well, he loves her.
Yeah.
But he does think he's, you know, even though he's smaller, he just has the, you're right, big dog.
Yeah, the big dog thing. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but that's okay.
So, all right, you want to talk about Nubs? Rose's
yep.
cat.
Yeah, we can do that, yeah.
Is she there, or?
No, everything's, like, done on the radio. She actually
okay.
lives in Oklahoma, but, yeah, she's not near me, so no.
Well, is she listening?
I'm sure she is, yes.
Okay, and if she's not listening, I've just written this. What I do is I take their photograph, and then I tune into their, I go through a little ritual, you know, just to get me to that quiet place, and
right.
then I just write down, and for these, usually I have a whole list of questions that I go down, but for these animals that you sent me, I just kind of ask questions that I guess my guides were pushing, you know, saying, ask this. So for Nubs is I guess we should tell the audience that Angel is what kind of dog is Angel?
Angel is a border collie, blue heeler mix.
Okay, so she's a big, beautiful black and white, and looks like a little gray on her. And then
yeah.
Buddy is a little white poodle Bichon. What is Buddy?
I call him just a poodle. I have no idea, but what
yeah,
is
he looks like a poodle. He doesn't look like a real tiny poodle, but he's half the size of Angel. So this is
yeah.
what I'm saying. If you don't have the audience doesn't
oh, yeah.
have a visual, so
yeah.
Buddy is a lot smaller than Angel. Yet Buddy
yeah.
is
yeah,
right.
Yeah, Buddy's yeah,
so then,
Buddy yeah, Buddy could it could make about three Angels. So
yes.
yeah, yeah. So,
yes, and Angel has big, beautiful ears. Yeah, they're just gorgeous.
Right.
So.
Yeah, she's a beautiful dog. I'm so honored that she came into my life. So yeah, she's
uh-huh.
beautiful. Yeah, but yeah, so let's go ahead with Nubs.
Okay, so Nubs is a calico. She's a little calico.
Right.
And I ask him, what's the most important thing you need to tell me? And she says, you know already that calicos are a different breed from most cats, and I do. I do
right.
know that. She says, I'm even more different. Mommy loves my quirkiness. So we don't know if she is quirky or not, but I can scan these and email them, and you can get them
right.
to Rose, I guess. Or
right.
And then I asked her about her home, and she said that she calls her mommy. Mommy likes white so much. She also has all kinds of things that smell around the house. Sometimes it's almost too much. So I don't know if she's an incense burner or a candle burner or a, she has a bunch of plug-ins or...
I have no idea, so yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, and then for her food, she says, sometimes my stomach is sensitive and I get food for that. I like wet food the most. And she tells me that she loves to hunt, but she's not very successful. And I like to talk a lot, too. And she tells me that she loves to sleep with her mommy in her crooks. So that kind of tells me maybe in her elbow, maybe behind her knee in the crook, you know, like a bent, wherever she's bent, like she kind of, I just see her kind of hunkered in under her, like in between her armpit and her elbow.
Right.
Under the arm. So that's what I got for nubs.
Okay.
So
yeah,
we don't have a way.
Yeah, we'll verify that and then I'll let you know. But
okay.
I'm sure she's listening. But yeah, we have no way to verify that right now. So sorry about that.
So do you know anything about this Sharon's dog Bear?
Grizzly, I have any, nope, I don't know anything about them either, so, I'm sure Sharon's listening. Sharon told me she was listening, so I'm sure she's listening, so, she could call in and verify if she wants to call in, if she's listening, so yeah.
Okay, well she, Bear said, told me, and this seemed kind of important, that Bear is a huge dog. What is he? A Great Dane? Is he a bloodhound? He's very big because he's sitting lap.
Yeah, I think he's a Great Dane, actually.
He's sitting on a person's, on a girl's lap. I don't know who the girl is. And his head is bigger than the human head.
Right, yeah, he's huge.
But he told me that he had important work to do. He said that he doesn't just help his mom. He helps many people. He says he brings a sense of well-being and calm to whomever I come in contact with, and it's my mission on Earth to do that.
Right.
And he says that he keeps everyone happy, not just his mother. He says that he's a dog of the world. So,
okay.
You know, I would say, you know, people have archetypes
right.
or themes. I would say he's a, like there's a humanitarian theme. He's a dogitarian. He has a dogitarian theme.
Okay.
And when I asked him about his food, he said, diet, schmiet.
That's
so,
funny.
I think maybe he's... They're always watching his food, and doesn't love that.
Yeah.
Diet, schmiet.
Yeah, I'm sure, yeah. I know a little bit about him, but not a lot. But that sounds probably about right, though.
Okay. Yeah. And he also told me that he slept on a Tempur-Pedic. You know what that is?
I'm not sure.
It's like a foam mattress. So, you know, these are all things that if they... You know, they call in, they can certainly tell me if it was right or not.
Right. Yeah, I wish they would, but I know that Sharon, you know, is a little preoccupied with some things.
Yeah,
But I'm sure, again, I will verify this with her and we'll get that information to you because it sounds about right with what I understand of this dog. So, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, you know what? And also, it doesn't, for me, you know, it's like, you don't have to validate it or you don't, you know,
right.
It's like sometimes things come in. I call it psychic information.
Right.
And sometimes it's so accurate and other times it's not. It's just not. And so I just, you know, no matter how silly it sounds, I just deliver the information.
Yeah. We actually, I'm going to pull Sharon on with us. She actually just called in, so let's pull Sharon on with us.
All right.
Sharon, you're on air with us.
Diet schmiet.
Diet schmiet. It's because he has horrible allergies. Yes, I have to watch everything that goes in his mouth.
Do you give him some oil?
I did in the past. I gave him salmon oil. But I have had to watch, I mean, I've tried so many foods. He has lots of allergies.
Have you ever tried coconut oil?
No, I have not.
Organic virgin coconut oil. Try it.
Okay. I will. I'll try anything.
Like a tablespoon a day. And I'm not a vet, so, but that,
okay.
just the first thing that popped in, and I always deliver what
okay.
pops in.
Oh, no,
Does
I'm open.
Does he have a Tempur-Pedic mattress?
Yeah, he leaves you a little bit of room on the bed.
Do you have a Tempur-Pedic?
Well, you know, I'm going to have to go look at it. It was either mine or my daughter's because he slept with both of us. So I'll have to look and see because I don't know what they are. But, yeah,
Now, is it a foam mattress? Tempur-Pedic is like a foam that kind of molds to your body.
Oh, my daughter had one. Yeah, my daughter's
okay.
was. She had the covering, it was like a mattress pad. And it was
I have one of those.
Memory foam.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And does he do some work? Does he work with people? Is he a therapy dog or does he?
That's interesting that you say that because I did have thoughts of doing that with him
that with him.
Because he's such a gentle soul. But he does, I believe the calming thing, he does this with my mom. And and anyone around him, anyone who meets him, is just, I mean, as big as he is, they are.
Right, yes.
Yeah, he's just a gentle giant is what he is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He also told me that he loves to sing.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You know the howling that dogs do when they hear a siren?
Yes.
Well, he does that when he hears a siren, but he also does it in his sleep.
Well, he loves to sing.
Yeah,
and
well,
he says he tracks.
He tracks
things. Like he gets a smell on something, and he loves to follow a scent.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. That's funny. Yeah, you're right on. Well, I mean, you know you are, but yeah.
Oh no, I don't know. I am.
You are.
I
right
don't.
On.
It's
you
like
are.
I could be completely, you know, completely wrong. Diet Schmiet.
No. When you said that, I had to call in when you said that.
Okay.
Because this has been an issue since. Because he's getting up in years, and this has been an issue since he was probably a year old, with the diet.
Huh.
So. That's
so
funny.
Is Shadow yours?
That's my daughter's. Oh, well, actually, he was the family's. It was hers from the time she was teeny, and then it was family, and then now she has Shadow with her. He's up there.
Where's that?
Up there in years.
Oh, he's up there in years.
He's been
so
around.
So he's alive?
Him. Yes, he is.
He told me that he said we saved each other. It was a double rescue.
Oh,
my life was saved,
and
Mom's emotions were saved.
You're going to make me cry.
It was a double rescue.
He did. He had been left, and it was given to my daughter by her dad at a very, very difficult time for my daughter. And she had to hand feed him. Yeah.
So double rescue. I've never heard that one
definitely,
before.
Absolutely, definitely. He still is to her. Yeah, definitely.
Uh-huh. I have goosebumps,
wow.
So that's a good
wow.
sign.
Yeah, that was.
And I asked him about his home. He says it's natural and simple. There are nature colors mostly. It's a warm and loving home, so comfortable.
Oh, my gosh. That's right on. Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
He says, I asked him his job. He says, I greet. But it's very civilized in the way that I do it.
Yeah, there isn't another one. Yeah, he's.
Uh-huh.
That's interesting. That's very, very interesting.
Uh-huh. And he says he likes fish, anything with fish.
Mm-hmm.
Or
he
food.
Does. Mm-hmm. That's
so,
true.
That's what I got for Little Shadow.
Oh, my gosh. I'll have to, yeah.
I know. Isn't it just an awful job?
Oh, it is.
Somebody's got to do it.
How
much
fun you have.
I cannot even begin to tell you how much fun it is.
I bet. Oh, my goodness. That double
rest. And then
rest,
we've got Harley.
Yes, that is, now that is my daughter's puppy.
It's your granddog, right?
Yes, actually.
All right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He tells me, are you ready?
Oh, I don't know.
He tells me that he's been in training and I'm extremely smart.
Oh, well, you know, she has that, yeah, she's been working with him, she's, or her, she's a very, very, very hyper, not hyper, but athletic, always on the go. And they live in a very small apartment, and she has her father-in-law-to-be coming. And so she has been very seriously training her to not jump and to behave. Because
well, do you know what he said? You know what he said after he says, I've been in training and I'm extremely smart? He says, sometimes people make snide remarks about me, but I think they are teasing.
Okay, that is funny. Oh,
so
my gosh.
So I really can scan these and get them to Mike, and you can share them.
Oh, that would be great.
And her home, he says lots of sports lovers around here. I'm 42 and very athletic.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, he has
really?
Bronco stuff everywhere. Yes, the dog sits and watch Bronco games with him.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I saw, it's like real, like rowdy sports lovers, like go Sooners or whatever.
Exactly. Uh-huh. That's what he does.
And then I ask Carly if there's anything he wants to tell this person, and he says, I love the massages you give me. They actually make me smarter.
Oh, that's funny. I wonder if that's manipulative, though, to get the massages.
I don't know, but is he together with Bear?
No, well, no. My dog is in Indiana here, and but I have a little boxer who's here too. I didn't have a picture to send, but they're like identical in how they behave. We laugh all the time and say they're cousins because. So.
And I ask if there's anything more that his person could do for him, and he says, more walks, please.
Oh, jeez. That is so true. She started doing more. She started doing more, and Harley loves it. Yeah.
How old is Harley?
About 8 months. Yeah.
Yeah. He's got a whole lot of puppy, and he just needs to have his energy drained.
Uh-huh.
Has he met Bear?
No, they have not, because I was already in Indiana before she got that puppy.
Okay.
So, no, they've never been together.
So, do you have any questions? Do you have any wonderings?
The biggest thing you answered that I might have asked, and that's the coconut oil. Is there anything that I can do for his ears?
Yeah, coconut oil. Uh-huh.
I will try that.
It's really good.
I will try that. Well, thank you very much. I'll let you get on to the others. But thank you very much. That was wonderful.
Right.
You're so welcome.
Thank you, Sharon.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Michael. God bless you and taking care of your mom.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The dogs are good for her.
Yes.
Thank you,
Sharon. Of course they are.
They are. Well, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Pam, we actually got Nubs is Rose's son's cat. And he's actually called in, so let me get him on here.
Okay, good.
Yeah, let me get him on. So it is his cat. So he's on air with you. Jesse, you're on air.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Pam.
Hi. Who am I talking to?
This is Jesse.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi.
Did you hear what I said about Nubs?
I did.
Yes. Is Nubs even more different?
Oh, yeah, she's special.
Totally quirky?
Not totally, but we love her quirks.
Yes. And then, do you like white so much and have all kinds of smells around the house?
Well, I wear a lot of white shirts, and my roommate, her perfume is kind of strong, so that explains that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, uh-huh, sometimes it's too much.
Yeah, I can vouch for that.
Uh-huh. And does she have a sensitive stomach?
She does. If she eats the wrong food, or sometimes when she does hunt and she gets a bug and she eats that, yeah, not very good.
Okay, and does she like wet food most?
Well, it didn't seem like she liked it when we gave it to her. I might have to try it again now.
Uh-huh. Well, that's just what, you know, I got that from her. And she says that she likes to hunt, but she's not very successful.
Well, she's a declawed.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think her favorite thing to hunt is flies, and she's always chasing them around the house.
Yes. And is she talkative?
Very.
Very, yes. She says,
she's
like to hunt, I'm not
more
successful.
Lately.
Uh-huh. And does she sleep with Mommy in her crooks?
She sleeps with me every night.
Okay, in your crooks?
Occasionally.
Like in the inside of your elbow or the, whatever
mm-hmm.
you call that?
Yeah.
Or the inside of the back of your knee, you know how when you bend your knee? I want to say she wants to get in next touch.
I've never had her do that.
Okay. Okay. But does she like to be touching?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
She loves the attention.
Uh-huh. And do you have any questions?
Is she happy?
She's worried that you're not. That's the first thing that comes out. When you said that, it came back as, are you happy? So, if you're not at your maximum happy level, she's sensing it.
Aww.
Hello.
I'm here. I'm pretty happy.
Okay. Well, I think you need to do something to get a little bit happier, and then Nubs will really be happy.
Okay.
Okay.
I think she's probably
you.
Here to show you how to be, to experience happy.
Yeah, she makes me laugh, brings up my day.
Yeah, good. That's awesome.
And hopefully that helps, Jesse, and we appreciate you calling in, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Oh. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Well, that was nice that we got hold of all those people, so that's pretty cool.
Yes, you know what? Things always work out for us.
I know. It's like, hey, I knew they were listening, and I knew that as soon as I said, hey, call in, yeah, they were like going to call
in. Uh-huh, that's great.
Yeah, but we appreciate you coming on. Is there, I think I'm going to get ready to let you go, but is there anything that you want to share with us that you didn't get to already?
Well, if you want to know more about me, go to my website, pamcase.net, and you can sign up for my newsletter there, and... There you go.
Yeah.
I love what I do. I hope that that came across.
Now, the dog, I just went to your website. Is that your dog that you're holding in the picture and on your website?
No. No, that's a very good friend of mine's dog. Her name is Gabby.
Oh, okay.
And she took the picture, and yes, I don't have a whole lot of pictures of me, you know, holding animals.
Right.
So that one was so sweet. I chose it for my website.
I don't know about that dog, and maybe you can tell us a little bit about it. But I'm picking up, and I'm not an animal communicator that I know of, but I'm picking up that
you are.
Dog is very happy and just very active.
Yes, she's very active, she's very happy. She keeps her parents who are they're both retired. Well,
right.
Gabby's mom is an artist. She's a very
right.
creative person, and she keeps them on their toes.
Oops.
She's still a puppy,
right.
you know, and so puppies keep us busy.
Right. Yeah. They definitely do. I lost you for a minute in my ears, but I knew you were still talking, so that's all that matters. My headset sometimes messes up, so.
Okay.
But I can go back and listen to the archive show, and that's one I want to tell people. This show is archived, and you can listen to it whenever you want, and Pam, give us your website one more time. It's www.pamcase.net. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, and also I want to tell people, you can go to our site, and she'll be on previous guests, and you'll be able to listen to the show there as well, and that's www.spiritualtalkradio.net. So you can check that out over there. Pam, I really appreciate you coming on, and we'll try to get you back on with us. Now, I have one question. You did mention that you can contact pets on the other side. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Now, the thing is there's a pet, and I don't know how this works with you. I don't know if you can pick up, but there is a pet on the other side that I sort of would like to try to communicate with if we can do that. I know that with me sometimes that's not, you know, that doesn't always come through. And,
uh-huh.
I know that as a medium that we can't always do that, but are you picking up anything? And if you're not, that's okay. I'm just, you know, I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
If there is a pet here knocking at the door to talk to us.
Yes. Yeah.
Is it my pet? Is it a pet of mine? Do you feel like there's a pet here to talk, to say something?
Yeah, I do feel like there is a pet, but I don't know.
Yeah. Mostly I just kind of tap into the photograph of the deceased animal.
Right,
but
yeah.
When you just said that, I got right a snapshot of my cat, Simon, that disappeared.
Okay.
And so it's a gray and white cat.
Yeah, because I mean, the one thing that I kept picking up on, because I was about ready to let you go, and then as soon as I was getting ready to do that, I felt an animal show up. And I didn't know
yes.
if it was mine or yours or whose.
I want to say it's mine.
Yeah, because I'm going to agree with that. I'm going to say yes. I definitely feel that. Yeah, so I just wanted to acknowledge that. I mean, that's my job as a medium, to acknowledge spirits, and I could just feel that. And so it's like, okay, I'm picking up something.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and our animals, they can bring loved ones through us, too. And I've had animals, you know, and I'll say, who met you on the other side? And
right.
sometimes they tell me the names of people from the family that have passed.
Yeah,
and so it's some of the most profound communications I've had have been
yeah.
with deceased pets, and it's
yeah,
so healing. Just like
yeah.
you know, you're a medium. It is so yeah. healing.
It is so healing. And I had a friend actually. He kept hearing scratching at the back door, and he would go back there, and his pet had gone on to the other side. And he would hear scratching, and he asked me one day. He goes, "Michael, is that my dog?" And I said, yeah, definitely your dog.
Yes.
Scratching.
Yeah, there's a recent story on my blog about a cat, a beloved cat, and they heard noises. And so her husband, that after the cat had passed, it sounded like the cat was eating food, you know, crunching food.
Right.
So he went and he took photographs with a digital camera in the dark. And there's an image that they sent to me of the cat.
That's awesome.
After it, like 2 or 3 weeks after it had passed. And it's like, there's a picture of the cat where she's just the cat by itself. And then down in the bottom of the blog is the photograph that he took. And it's, you can see the cat. It's just amazing. you know,
and
one of those goosebumps.
And you said that's on your blog?
That's on my blog, and it's probably, you know, with blogging, you just have to go backwards. I'd say it's not any more than 5 back from the current one.
All right. Yeah, well, I'm going to go check it out, and I'll have everybody else check it out. Yeah.
Yeah, do.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. But yeah, you know, I do appreciate you coming on. It's been an honor and a privilege to have you
on
with
you. Thank you.
And hopefully you've enjoyed your time here as well.
Oh, I have.
And thank you so much. And in behalf of all the people you read tonight, I want to say thank you, and I'm sure they would do that. And and thank you for communicating with Angel. Angel, yeah, she when she was a puppy, yeah, puppies are challenging, but
hard
she,
work.
Yeah, they are.
She says to you, you have to stay on your path. There's no turning back.
Yeah, yeah, and I know exactly what that is. So, and she's always doing that. Because I can, you know, I can sort of pick up with her sometimes. I'm not, you know, I don't have that in my toolbox of things that I do, but I do pick up on her sometimes. And, yeah, she's always telling me that. So, but yeah, but again, I appreciate you coming on, and hopefully we'll get you back on here some other time with us.
Thanks so much.
All right. You have a great night. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. And I want to go ahead and let's talk about what's ahead on our program this week. You can find all that information out over on our website at www.spiritualtalkradio.net. If you go to the bottom of the page, you'll see the thing that says this week on Spiritual Talk Radio. You would see a picture of Pam and our next guest. As far as I know, our next guest is Michael Mapes, and he'll be with us on Wednesday. I haven't really heard from him, but I'm sure he's going to be here. He hasn't told me no or yes, so I'm sure he'll be with us. And so he'll be with us on Wednesday, and then on Friday this week, I'm going to be talking about sort of the song that we played, Sacred Space. And what does that mean? And it's not just a sacred space in your home. And it's very important as we go into the new energies that we're about to step into. It's very important for you to realize that you are that sacred space. And we're going to be talking about that on Friday's program. So those are things coming up on Friday's program. I have some wonderful guests coming up. Aaron's going to be back with us next Monday, and can't wait for that. And just have some amazing people coming up and some amazing talent. Your spirit's doing amazing things. And I just want to talk about that in the last 20 minutes with you. Spirit's doing amazing things, not just on this show, but in your life. I know that in the last few months, we've been going through, sometimes it feels like we've been going through the ringer. Okay? For me personally, on a personal level, in November, it felt like somebody put me through a ringer, pressure cooker, and just kept ringing me and putting me in pressure cookers and just kept doing this. But you know, I don't know about you, but on Saturday when it turned into December, I felt some kind of release, some kind of thing. And it came with me saying, you know what, Spirit, I just want to let it go. Because there was something that was on a personal level that I was dealing with, and I'm not going to talk about it on air because it's on a personal level. But there was something that I had been fighting, something that had been like, have you ever had just like a weight around your neck and it's just this one thing that's just been holding you down and holding you down and just weighting you down? Well, when I went to bed on that last night in November, after we had Austin on, and she was awesome. If you missed that show, listen to that show. She did awesome. But she really talked to me, and she really said some things to me that was very important. And then I went to bed, and I told Spirit, I said, I don't want to carry this with me anymore. And I wasn't just talking about some of the depression and stuff I've been going through. I was just talking about that weight. And as I went to bed, about midnight, because I stay up late, and I was getting ready to go to bed, and as soon as midnight came, I felt something leave me. You can believe that or not, it's totally up to you. But I know what happened. And then as I stepped into Saturday, December 1st, it just felt like a weight. And then Sunday, and then today, it just feels like that's all gone. And a release. You can have that as well. But it takes you letting go. You know, you got to really have that intent that you want to be free from that. You know, because with me, I really told Spirit, I said, you know, I want this gone. I want to be free. I want to fly. I want to soar. And that's what Spirit wants for you. More than ever, Spirit wants that for you. And Jesse, hopefully you're listening because I have a message for you that I need to relate to you. Spirit's telling me to tell you, Jesse, that you are a very strong person. So please listen to what I'm about to tell you. Spirit's telling me that you're a very strong person. You've gone through some difficult times, but you also hide some of these difficult times. You don't show these difficult times to maybe your mom or to other people around you. But the one thing that Spirit wants me to tell you, Jesse, and hopefully you're still listening, is that they love you. They're watching over you. And I think that there are times you see spirits, maybe you don't understand them, maybe you don't really want to accept them, but they accept you, and they want me to tell you that they're around you. There is a man on the other side that is coming through. I feel like that this is a grandfather possibly, and he's telling me that he's right with you. Okay, he wants me to tell you that. And hopefully that helps you, and please let me know somehow if that makes sense to you, okay? So I didn't want to interrupt when Pam was talking to you, so I wanted to share that with you as we got ready to close here. But I was picking that up, and so I wanted to share that with you. Hey, thanks, guys, for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. I really appreciate it so much. More than you realize. I hope that you're liking the shows. This is new to me, okay? I'm used to reading and being by myself, and so this is all new to me. But hopefully you're liking it, and hopefully it's helping you. And we're going to have some really awesome teaching coming up from me later on this month, the 7th, and we're actually on the 21st. And the week of the 21st, please don't miss the week of the 21st. We have some guests on. But on that Tuesday and on that Thursday, we are going to be doing prayer and raising our vibration and the Earth's vibration. It's a very important week. That will be the week of the 21st. That is a very important week. To prepare for that, we are going to be talking about preparing yourself to be that sacred space, what that means, all of this stuff. It's going to help you reach that place that Spirit's been wanting you to reach. And you can do it. I have confidence in you. I have faith in you. And I know that you are going to be able to reach that higher vibration. Because it's already in you. Okay? All I'm doing is... Have you ever just like tried to start a fire? And you had like... I remember when I went camping one time. We were having a hard time trying to light this fire. And we had to fan that little spark. You know, that little ember, you know, thing. You have to fan that sometimes. You have to blow on it and to get that to go. Well, guess what? There's an ember inside of you right now that the Spirit was in you is blowing on. And it's going to ignite. Okay? Don't be afraid. The one thing I want to tell you, I was reading an article in Russia. I was just reading this article right before the show, actually. And in Russia, there's a sense of fear. There are people that are really bought into this doomsday thing. The government actually had to make it an issue. They just did this. You can read it. I'm not making this stuff up. And the government of Russia had to come on and say that the government of Russia will continue on after the 21st and that there is no reason to be afraid. But people are buying into this. Please do not be afraid. Okay? This is a great time of awakening. This is not the end of anything. Some things are going to be ending, yes. There are going to be some things that happen. There are going to be, you know, earthquakes. There are going to be storms. There are going to be these things. But they have always been a part of our lives, okay? So it's nothing new, okay? So, I mean, yeah, they're going to be a little bit more intense. Things are going to be changing. But there's nothing to be afraid of. If you buy into fear, then that's all you're going to see. But see past the illusion of fear into what Spirit wants to show you. And it's a marvelous, magic, mystery, exciting world that is about to happen and to be on our planet. This is the greatest time of our lives. The one thing that Stephen was telling me earlier today said, you know, embrace the change, embrace the new. And that's what your spirit guides are telling you, to embrace the new. Okay, because this is where we are right now. So embrace the new. Don't be afraid of anything. For you don't have the spirit of fear. One of my favorite scriptures in the Bible is this. We have not given you the spirit of fear, but we have given you a power, might, and of a sound mind. So if you're feeling fear, that is not coming from the spirit within you. Okay? That's not from spirit. Okay? So check yourself. And I will talk to you again, hopefully with Michael Mapes with us on Wednesday. And have a great Monday night. And, you know, write me an email. Tell me what you think about the show. And you're going, what's your email address? That's good. You probably need that, right? It is spiritualtalkradio@gmail.com. Our email address is spiritualtalkradio@gmail.com. Our website, www.spiritualtalkradio.net. Pam, you did an awesome job. I want to just say thank you publicly. Thank you so much for sharing your amazing gifts with us tonight. You rock. And so, I just love your energy. I want to say that publicly. So her website, if you didn't get it, I'm going to go really slow here and we're going to actually spell it out. It is www.pam, P-A-M, case, C-A-S-E, .net. Okay? That's www.pamcase.net. Check it out. Check out her blog. I'm going to be going there. Man, I'm excited to see that picture. I can't wait. So I'm going to go check out the blog. Pam, thank you so much again for being a part of our lives tonight. Hey, stay in touch, okay? All right. We'll be back on Wednesday. See you guys then. I'm going to go ahead and close out with a song. And thank you so much for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Good night. We need to pray immediately for it looks like we need to pray for actually Los Angeles at the moment. I don't know what's going on. I was just told to pray. That's what we're going to do. We need to cover the city of Los Angeles and that whole area with white light. We need to do it immediately. So we're going to go to prayer right now. Father, Mother God, we just thank you for these moments. And we thank you also for my ability to listen. And Father, Mother God, I don't know exactly what's going on, but I know that you told me to pray. And so right now, I'm going to cover the city of Los Angeles with white light. Every man, every boy, every girl, every woman, every dog, every cat, every fish, every bird, everything with white light. I don't know exactly. It's something to do with the ground, I feel. So, Father, Mother God, right now, I just pray that you would just fix this. And if something has to happen, we don't always understand things. Just don't let the impact be as great as I'm seeing it right now. And Father, Mother God, we don't say these things to create fear. We say them because we want change. And you are in control of everything and anything. And right now, I pray for California, especially Los Angeles. And I cover them right now with angels and with white light. And Archangel Michael, I ask you to go forth right now and put a shield of protection around them. And we say namaste. And we say amen. Now, we'll go back to the song.
There's nothing to fear. Your love is within me.